chapter
45,
verse 2.
45:2.
45:2.
他就放声大哭，埃及人和法老家中的人都听见了。第三节。
Verse 3.
约瑟对他弟兄们说：“我是约瑟，我的父亲还在吗？” 这句话就是今天题目的出来的地方。
And this question is the topic for our mutual encouragement.
约瑟他什么都有了。Joseph
has everything that he wanted.
但是他问一个问题。But
he has to face one question.
我的父亲还在不在？
Is my father still living?
因为他已经差不多20多年没有看到他爸爸了。
Because over 20 years that he had never seen his father.
不晓得他还没有活着。
And he didn't know whether he's still living.
我们知道一个人的一生会被很多人影响。
We know our life can be influenced by many people.
但是其中最有可能影响我们最深的人。
But perhaps the person that influenced you most is
很可能是我们的父亲。
Perhaps it's the father, it's your father.
那么为什么约瑟他一生那么成功呢？
Why is Joseph so successful in his life?
就是因为他在早年的时候被他父亲影响非常的大。
It could be because that when he was young, he was very much been influenced by his father.
有人说约瑟成就很大。
And one time, Joseph have done a great achievement.
但是他最大的成就留给我们榜样是什么呢？
But what achievement that he has set an example for us today?
我觉得是他的孝顺。
But I believe that it could be his failure piety.
那么第一个部分我们先来思考一个问题， 为什么约瑟那么孝顺他爸爸？
And now we're going to ponder this question. Why is Joseph so failure to his father?
为什么他会怀念他爸爸？
Why is he so concerned about his father?
我们一个人如果做人做到说会被别人怀念的， 我们就成功了。
If we as a human can leave something with a great impression on people, then you have succeed in your life.
如果有一天我们做很多事情， 如果我们走了别人都不怀念我们， 这有一点问题了。
If in your life you have done many things and one day you leave this world and nobody remembers you, then you know you have a problem.
我们看创世纪37章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 47.
创世纪37章。第1到第4节。
Verse 1 to verse 4.
很多。
Jacob lived in the land where his father had stayed, and the land of Canaan. Verse 2. This is the account of Jacob. Joseph is a young man of 17, was tending the flocks with his brother, the son of Bilhah and the son of Zilpah, and his father's wife. And he brought their father a bad news report about them. Verse 3. Now Israel loved Joseph more than any of his sons, because he had been born to his old age. And he made a richly ornamented globe for him, robe for him. Verse 4. When his brothers saw what their father loved him more than any of them, they hated him and they could not speak any kind word of him.
为什么约瑟会那么孝顺？
Why is Joseph so filial to his
father? 但有人说他可能性格比较好。
But people say maybe he is very fortunate.
但是我们不谈这方面。
But of course, we're not going to discuss about this issue.
我们来想一个问题。
Let us ponder on one question.
因为之前几个礼拜我们讲过了。
And this we have discussed a few weeks ago.
雅各有其他十几个孩子。
Jacob have a few brothers, a son.
表现很差。
They exhibit bad characters.
但是这个表现为什么那么好呢？
Why is this son so good?
第一，这个约瑟是他年老的时候生的。
It's because that he bore him when he was at his old age.
他年老的时候所生的，所以他特别疼爱这个孩子。
So when he bore him at the old age, so he specially loved this son.
他在这个儿子身上所花的时间也特别多。
And he has spent much time on this son.
所以这个父亲对他来说有一个很大的影响。
So his father gave him much impression on him.
这里说17岁，约瑟17岁的时候。
And here says when Joseph was 17.
从他17岁开始。
From when age of 17 beginning,
他都对神有一个很强烈的观念了。
That he has a great concept about God.
从37章开始， 38章， 39章， 每一章都可以提到约瑟提到神。
And from 37, 38 and 39, each chapter tells us that Joseph mentioned about God.
后来他有人家引诱他犯罪了。
And later on, someone enticed him to sin.
我们看39章。
Let us turn to chapter 39.
39章的第九节。
Chapter 39, verse 9.
他被卖到埃及去。
And this is the moment that he was sold to Egypt.
在主人的家里服侍。
In the house of his master to serve.
他的主人的妻子要引诱他犯罪。
And his master's wife is going to entice him to sin.
他怎么讲呢？
What did he say?
我们看39章第9节。
Let's turn to chapter 39, verse 9.
在这家里没有比我大的，并且没有留下一样叫不叫给我，只留下了你，因为你是他的妻子，我怎能做着大恶得罪神呢？所以约瑟在17岁开始就有神的观念在里面。
So when Joseph was 17, he has the concept of God in him.
而这种观念非常的深。
And such an impression is very deep.
这种观念改变他的一生。
Such an impression has changed his life.
雅各没有留什么钱给约瑟。
Jacob did not leave any money for Joseph.
为什么约瑟那么成功？
Why was Joseph so successful?
就是因为有神的观念。
It's because he has the concept of God.
爸爸妈妈没有看见我。
Father and my mother have not seen me.
神看见我啊。
But God has seen me.
所以他都知道要怎么来做。
So therefore he knew how to react.
到最后得到神的祝福。
And later on he was blessed by God.
这就告诉我们一点。
Here tells us one thing.
今天如果我们要给孩子什么的人影响的话
，And today if your child who you want him to influence most，
大概17岁也是可以做一个分界线的。
And perhaps age 17 could be the parting line.
如果17岁之前没有办法给他建立宗教教育或是对神的观念的话
，If before 17 you cannot give him the concept of religious education or God。
之后都比较迟了。
Then later on, it will be too late.
所以约瑟之所以因为那么孝顺。
So this is why Joseph was so filial.
因为他敬畏神。
Because he feared God.
有神的观念在那里面。
He has the concept of God in him.
那么我们再看我的37章。
Now turn back to chapter 37.
顺便讲一讲。
We will tie this upon.
第四节啊，这里说约瑟的哥哥们看见父亲爱约瑟过于爱他们，就恨约瑟，不跟他讲和睦的话。
So verse 4 tells us that they were not in harmony with him.
我们爱我们的儿女都很重要。
It is important that we love our children.
我们人也比较会容易不小心会偏爱。
And we humans, if we are not careful, we could be biased.
通常长子是年轻的时候生的。
And
firstborn.
Your firstborn is normally the one that you born when you were young.
会很看重。
And perhaps you will look highly on him.
老幺是年老的时候生的。
And the youngest one would be at the age when you were older.
那个时候脾气也比较好了，爱心也比较大了，也会很疼。
And maybe at that time you have calmed down yourself to be more loving.
最容易被忽略的就是中间那个。
And the most one that you could ignore is the one in the middle.
我们仔细观察，比如说三兄弟、四兄弟，那些中间那些比较安静的时候，没有什么话讲的。
And if you observe the one that has from 1 to 4 kids, the middle one is normally the quiet one.
因为有时候我们忽略了。
Because it is the one that you have missed out.
雅各爱一个，但是忘记了十几个。
Joseph forgot about those 10 children that he had.
这样的爱不完全。
In such a love is incomplete.
反而令其他的兄弟更恨约瑟。
And that will lead the hatred towards Joseph.
为什么他们会恨呢？
Why did they hate him?
他们会恨就是因为要得到注意力。
They hated him is because they need attention.
所以有时候我们发觉小孩子好像青少年期了，突然变得另外一个人了。
And sometimes you notice when the children, when they became teenage age, they are a different person.
做一些你都不了解他们会怎么做这样的事。
They would do things that you would not understand.
不是他们不爱你。
It's not that they don't love you.
反而有时候可能是他更要你的这个注意力。
It is because that they need attention from you.
我看到有在其他地方有一个信徒。
And I came across one believer.
三个孩子。
That they have 3 children.
老大是女儿。
And the oldest one is
老二也是女儿。
A girl, and the second one is also a girl.
第三个是男生。
And the last one is a boy.
老大女儿打扮得很漂亮。
And the older daughter adorn herself very pretty.
最小那个儿子都不用讲了，家里的王帝什么都有了。
And the youngest son, of course, he's like a king. He has all that he wanted.
爸爸买一台最新的手机。给他玩，那个时候才5岁。
And the parents would buy him a cell phone to play with, and he's only age 5.
结果呢, 中间那个女儿呢, 没人帮她打扮。
And the middle daughter, nobody cares for her.
头发, 剪得短短的, 像一个男生一样。
And nobody combs her hair, and her hair is like a boy.
没有一个洋娃娃。
And she doesn't have a doll.
心里想, 这个溺爱太明显了。
And I say this is quite a serious matter. So our love must apportion it equally towards them.
好了，那我们刚刚讲完约瑟为什么那么孝顺，因为他父亲的培养。
So we have just said why is Joseph so filial? It's because of his father.
那我们再来看他到底有什么孝顺的榜样可以给我们学习。
And now we're going to look at what his failure. To his father, what can we learn from him?
Let us turn to chapter
37. 37. From verse 12.
我们看第12节到第17节.
To verse 17. Now his brother had gone to graze their father's flocks near Shechem. 13. And Israel said to Joseph, As you know, your brothers are grazing the flocks near Shechem. Come, I am going to send you to them. Very well, he replied, 14. So he said to him, Go and see if all is well with your brothers and with the flocks, and bring words back to me. Then he sent him off from the valley of Hebron. When Joseph arrived in Shechem, verse 15, a man found him wandering around in the field and asked him, What are you looking for? 16. He replied, I'm looking for my brothers. Can you tell me where they are grazing their flocks? 17. They have moved from here. The man answered, I heard them say.
怎么看到约瑟的顺服呢？的孝顺呢？
And how do we see Joseph's failure here?
第一点啊, 就是他非常有责任感。
First is that he is a very responsible person.
通常在家里啊, 老幺的就是小皇帝啊, 都不用做事的。
Normally, you find that the youngest one is like a king and he would not do anything at home.
但是约瑟没有这样。
But Joseph is not like that.
他没有懒惰。
He was not lazy.
父亲很想那些大的儿子, 不晓得他们放羊放到哪里去了。
And the father did not know where their son has gone while looking after the sheep.
要叫约瑟去找他们。
And he need to ask Joseph to look for them.
约瑟怎么回答呢?
And what did Joseph reply?
第13节说,我在这里。
Verse 13 says, Here I am.
我们加拿大的房子都很大哦。
We know that the Canadian houses are very big.
有一个信徒告诉我啊,
There's a member told me this.
他家里有几个孩子。
That he has a few children at home.
一号叫倒垃圾的时候呢? 一号叫 garbage.
No, when empty the garbage time.
一叫就说,通通都不见了。
And when I yell garbage time, then everybody disappeared.
平常看他们在游来游去。
And often you see them running around.
谁帮我倒个垃圾,马上消失了。
But when I ask somebody to empty the garbage, and all of them disappeared.
没有说我在这里。
None of them say, here I am.
就是没有责任感。
So they don't have responsibility.
没有使命感。
They do not have a mission.
但是约瑟太有使命感。
But however, Joseph have a mission in his life.
父亲要我做事情，我在这里。
If my father wants me to do things, here I am.
就是从一个人很小的事情，你就可以看到他将来有没有什么发展。
So if you see a person how he lived when he was young, you'll know how he grew up when he's old.
那么有责任感的人，小时候就表现出来了。
You see, such a young person like him has responsibility.
当然以后就可以当宰相。
So later on, when he grew up, he can become a prime minister.
今天我们的父亲也在天上。
Today, our father is in heaven.
同样的问我们这个问题。
And he will ask us this same question.
有没有人可以去帮我做点事？
Who can do something for me?
我们请看以赛亚书。
Let us turn to the book of Isaiah.
第6章。
Isaiah chapter 6.
以赛亚书第6章。
Isaiah chapter 6.
第8节。
Verse 8.
以赛亚书第6章第8节.
6 chapter 8.
第6章第8节.
Chapter 6 verse 8.
我又听见主的声音说,我可以差遣谁呢?谁肯为我们去呢?我说,我在这里,请差遣我。这是先知啊,听到神问一个问题。
Here is the prophet heard God's question.
神说要差遣人去传福音。
God said, "Who shall I send to prophesy?"
去做事情,
to do something.
可以找谁呢?
Who can I send?
为什么神这样问?
Why did God ask such a question?
因为神不喜欢勉强人.
Because God does not want to force people.
神要人家高高兴兴地做.
God want people to work happily for him.
这样才有意思.
Such a manner, then it would be meaningful.
神也要看谁有使命感.
God wants to see who has a sense of responsibility.
结果以赛亚就说, 我在这里,
and here Isaiah said, "Here I am, you can send me."
虽然我不是很好,
even though I'm not that good.
我们有时候有一个想法,
sometimes we have such a thinking.
哎呀, 我是普通的信徒而已,
that I am just an ordinary member.
我也不完全,
and I'm not complete.
有那缺点,
and I have I'm lacking.
怎么做圣工呢?
So how am I going to do holy work?
但是没关系,
but it is okay.
我们有心的话,
if we have the heart,
主会帮助我们,
the Lord will help us.
以赛亚也不完全呢,
even Isaiah, he is not complete.
从第五节开始, 我们这里看到, 他嘴巴不好,
we can see from verse 5 that his lip is unclean.
有时候讲错话,
and he sometimes speaks the wrong thing.
但是神就给他清洁他的嘴巴了,
but God here cleanses his lips.
然后呢,就可以拆他去用他了,
then God will send him and to use him.
我们要孝顺, 不单只是肉身的父母,
so we must be filial not only to our physical father.
我们也要 看看神要我们做什么,
but we also must observe, see what God wants me to do.
感谢神, 我们教会负责人们非常的用心,
thank God our board members are very careful,
设计了一张恩赐调查表,
that he has designed a gift survey.
表面上好像是负责人在问大家说, 你有什么恩赐想做什么?
Sometimes it is when a board members ask people what they want to do.
其实也是神在问我们, 我们在哪里啊, 我们可以做什么啊?
It is likened that God asking you, what are you, what can you serve him?
那么我们就要有回应了。
Then we can reply to him.
到现在为止了, 收到4张。
At this moment, we have received only 4 survey forms.
我相信大家一定很感动, 等一下呢, 或者是再拿表再回去填。
I'm sure you are moved, and then you will bring the forms home later on to fill it in.
神啊, 我在这里, 你可以差遣我,
and say, God, here I am, you can send me.
那么再看回来, 37章, 创世纪37章,
let us turn back to Genesis chapter 37.
啊, 那么父亲叫他去找羊, 啊, 找他的兄弟,
and here God, Joseph asked him to look for his brother.
Jacob asked him to look for his brother. 那么去找, 去哪里找呢?
Where shall he go?
第十四节啊, 这里说, 去就往那个世界那边去了。
Here it tells us in verse 4 that they are heading to Shechem.
37章的第15节, 这里说, 他在田间又走迷了路。
And with 15 say they have lost their way.
如果是我, 我就马上回家了。
If I would have head home right away.
我找了, 我跑到已经世界已经很远了。
And then I have the excuse that I have been going very far.
要迷路, 现在还不回家, 什么时候回去?
That if I'm lost, and if I don't go home now, when am I going home?
反正已经有交代了。
And as long as I have an answer to my father, that would be okay.
不是没有找啊, 这找不到啊。
It is not that I did not go. I went, but I couldn't find them.
但是一个好的工人, 分别在哪里呢?
But there is a difference between a good worker.
一个忠心的人分别在哪里呢?
There is a difference between a person that is loyal.
一个使命感的人分别在哪里呢?
There is a difference between a man who has the mission.
啊, 他问人就又跑到多丹去了。
That he asked people and then he had to Dockham.
这个读这个没什么, 世间多丹对我们来说都是一样, 都不晓得在哪里。
And these places does not make any difference to us.
但是你看看地图都知道了。
But if you look at the map, it will can tell you.
原来从世界要跑到多丹要多跑25公里。
And when you look at the map, the distance between Shechem and Dockham is about 25 kilometers.
最后找到了。
And lastly, he found them.
我在想这个不容易。
And I think it is not that easy at all.
对一个年轻人来说, 那么有责任感,
such a young person with such a responsibility.
世间找不到, 还跑去多丹,
and he couldn't find them in Shechem, and he went to Dockham.
这个就是我们做事情的态度了。
And this is the attitude of us.
很多事情我们可以说, 啊, 我已经做过了, 没有了, 算了。
And many times when we do things, we do and do halfway, and then we say it is done.
但是呢, 我们要学习, 也是,
but however, we must learn from Joseph.
英文一句话, 觉得说得很好。
And there is an English word for it.
Go an extra mile, 多走一公里。
There is a saying in English, go an extra mile.
无论我们读书也好, 读书就是多走一公里, 再用功一点。
even though in your education, if you are studying, it is good that you take an extra mile in your studying.
我们家庭也是一样.
Same as in your family.
我们家庭的夫妻感情好不好呢?
The relationship between the spouse.
会再好一点, 我们再改进一点, 多走一公里.
It could be much better, and if you just walk a mile.
好, 我们做主的工, 态度也是一样.
And this is the same attitude when we serve God.
啊, 已经做好了.
It is done good.
但是还可以多走一公里。
But you can put in an extra mile.
马太福音第五章。
Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音第五章。
In Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音五章四十一节。
Verse 41.
五章四十一节。
Chapter 5 verse 41.
41. 41。四十一节，有人强迫你走一里路，你就同他走二里。 当然，这个是主耶稣讲到要爱仇敌的问题。
Here tells us the question about loving your enemy.
这里说有人强迫你走路,
if anyone forced you to travel,
当时的罗马的兵丁啊, 随时有权可以叫, 那些, 犹太人啊, 随时可以叫他们走一里路, 帮他们拿兵器, 拿东西的。
At that time, during the Roman Empire, the soldiers had the right to ask the Jews to go travel a mile to carry weapon for them.
就是说如果有兵丁逼你啊, 你就没关系, 不要跟他计较。
So Jesus encouraged them, if the soldier asked you to walk, so give them an extra mile.
啊, 没关系,
that would be all right.
我在想一个问题,
and then I have another question.
连欺负我们的人, 主耶稣都是说, 啊, 我们多走一里路了。
And even Jesus asked us to walk an extra mile for our enemy.
啊, 更何况是我们的兄弟姐妹, 我们的家人, 我们所爱的人, 我们的主的工呢?
What more if they are our family members, our church members.
所以像约瑟这个榜样是非常好啊。
So we can learn a very from Joseph, his good example that set for us.
他尽力地去做这种事。
That he did his utmost duty.
从小就表现出他的孝顺。
And from young, he has shown his failure.
有人问什么叫金钱?
People ask, what is money?
Godliness.
Godliness.
什么是叫圣洁?
What is holy? Holiness. Holiness.
在古代有一个人啊, 叫做安东尼啊, Saint Antonio.
There in ancient time, there is a person called Saint Antonio.
他很想要过圣洁的生活。
And he wants to live a holy life.
他决定我要跑到沙漠去啊, 去灵修。
And he decided to go into the desert to cultivate himself.
所以他就跑到那边了。
And so he went there.
天气很热。
And the climate was very hot.
晚上很冷。
And in the night it was very cold.
他苦待自己。
And so he tortured himself.
远离人群。
And he stayed away from people.
他想说大概我现在很圣洁了。
And perhaps he said to himself, I am holy now.
结果有一天他听到神跟他有讲话。
But then one day he heard God talking to him.
神告诉他。
God said to him,
有一个人比你更圣洁。
There is one person even holier than you.
他说奇怪, 我已经很圣洁了。
He said, strangely, I am holy enough.
还有人比我更圣洁。
Is there a person that is more holier than
他问神,
me?
神啊,这个人在哪里?
Said God, who is this person?
神告诉他这个人在耶路撒冷。
And God told him that this person is in Jerusalem.
他要去找这个人了。
So he went for look for this person.
神告诉他那个人在耶路撒冷帮他修鞋子。 Repair shoes.
This person in Jerusalem, he is repairing shoes.
他跑到耶路撒冷就找他了。
And then he went to Jerusalem to look for this person.
来问他。
And asked him.
神说你比我更圣洁啊。
God said, you are more holier than me.
为什么会这样?
How is this so?
那个人回答。
And this person replied.
圣不圣洁我是不知道。
Whether I'm holy or not, I don't know.
但是每一次有人拿鞋子要我要修理的时候。
But every time a person brings their shoes for me to fix,
我会好好的去修理,
I would fix them carefully.
我会把它想成这双鞋子是神的,
and I would think that this pair of shoes is from God.
这个故事告诉我们什么呢?
So what does this story tell us?
什么是圣洁?
What is meant by
什么是敬虔?
Holy? What is by
holiness?
Holiness.
并不是这些理论而已。
It is not just in theory only.
这生活在我们把我们所听的道理实行出来。
It is the teaching that you can apply in your daily life.
生活最简单的事情就表现出来了。
And you can do it in your most simplest life.
什么叫做灵修?
What do you mean by cultivation?
灵修不是坐在会堂听道理才是灵修啊。
Cultivation does not mean that you are here only listening to the sermon.
灵修是我们遇到不顺利的事情的时候。
Cultivation is when you have encountered a troubled time.
我们遇到想发脾气的时候,
or when you want to explode your anger.
我们想要放弃的时候,
or you about to give up.
这些东西我们怎么来处理?
And that moment, how do you deal with such a situation?
那个才是灵修的机会啊。
That would be the opportunity for you to cultivate.
约瑟给我们非常好的榜样。
So Joseph has gave us a very good example.
那么再来第二点, 约瑟还怎么样方面表现他的孝顺呢?
So where can we find that Joseph is failure to his father?
我们请看, 创世纪45章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 45.
创世纪45章,
chapter 45.
21节,
verse 21.
21节到23节,
21 to 23. So the sons of Israel did this. Joseph gave them carts, as Pharaoh has commanded, and he also gave them provisions for his journey. 22. To each of them he gave new clothing, but to Benjamin he gave 300 shekels of silver and 5 sets of clothing. 23. And this is what he sent to his father: 10 donkeys loaded with the best things of Egypt, and 10 female donkeys loaded with grains and bread and other provisions for his journey.
当约瑟跟他的兄弟相认之后，都发觉他爸爸还在。
So when Joseph reunited with his brothers, then he discovered his father is still living.
所以马上就 打发兄弟去请爸爸下来享福了。So
immediately he sent his brother down to fetch his father to come to enjoy life.
还带爸爸很多的礼物。And
he also gave his father many gifts.
我们知道想念还是不够的。I
guess just remembering him is not enough.
想念也有行动的表示。Remembering
must be followed by action.
孝顺也有行为来表示。And
if you are failure, you must follow up with actions.
所以约瑟为爸爸准备很多东西。
So Joseph has prepared a lot of stuff for his father.
有人对基督徒有一个误解。
Some people may have misunderstood a Christian.
基督徒不孝顺。
That Christian is not failure.
因为不拜祖宗。
Because they do not worship their ancestor.
东方人, 亚洲人, 中国人, 都会拜祖宗。
Easterners and Chinese, they worship ancestor.
但是其实这个是误解。
But this is the wrong concept.
中国人最那个基督徒最孝顺。
A Christian is very failure.
为什么呢?
Why is this so?
我们强调活着的时候就孝顺了。
Because we emphasize we failure to them when they are living.
约瑟知道他爸爸还在世上。
Because Joseph knows that his father is still living.
我现在不能马上上去，但是赶快把他接过来。
And now I cannot go and see him, but I must fetch him.
有行动表现。
There is an action.
活着的时候给他一颗豆。 胜过死后给他一个猪头。 Beans, beans alive, when given when he's alive, better than a big pig head.
Yes, yes.
这个是非常实际的。
This is very practical. You give him something that is small, better than you giving him something that is big.
活着的时候给他。
So when he's leaving, you must give him.
死后呢，给他拜什么，其实都没用了，都是自己吃而已。
Because when he die, nothing you can do for him.
拜的人，被拜的那个人吃不到那个东西啊。
And the people that dead person, when you worship him with food, he cannot eat.
你想想看，有时候我们睡着了，别人在吃饭，我们也不知道他们吃什么。
Let's say if you fallen asleep, you couldn't even know what is the people around you are eating.
所以要孝顺，就趁着父亲、母亲还活着的时候。
So if you want to be failure, take the opportunity while your parents are still alive.
当然我们父母比我们都可能拥有的都很多。
Of course, our parents may have many things.
但是如果我们年轻朋友、兄弟姐妹去打工啊，去赚很少的钱，但是如果也可以拿一些给父母，一个心意，父母一定会很高兴。
But as children, you can earn something and buy and give it as to your parents. I believe they'll be very happy.
那我们今天怎么孝顺天父呢?
And today, how are we going to be failure to our Heavenly Father?
除了奉献我们的金钱之外,
besides offering our money,
我们也可以献出我们的 时间跟工作为主做工。
And we can offer our time for God.
请看哥林多前书第十二章。
Let us turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
28节。
Verse 28.
哥林多前书十二章二十八节。
Verse 12 Chapter 12, verse 28.
神在教会所设立的，第一是使徒，第二是先知，第三是教师，其次是行义人的，再次是得恩赐医病的，帮助人的，治理事的，说谎言的，岂都是使徒么？岂都是先知么？岂都是教师么？岂都是行义人么？岂都是得恩赐医病的么？岂都是说谎言的么？岂都是换谎言的么？31节。
31.
啊，你们要切切求那更大的恩赐啊！以下省略，这里保罗告诉我们，在神的家里面，什么人的恩赐都有。
Here Paul tells us that in the house of God there are many gifts.
有人当嘴巴。
There are people as mouth.
讲道理。
Preaching.
啊，翻译。
Interpreting.
有人当手指。
Some are like fingers.
弹钢琴、按电脑。
They play the piano or the computers.
有人当手可以在外煮饭。
And some.With their hands that they can cook.
有人可以推割草机。
Or some can push with their hands.
有人可以拉人来聚会，拉人家来访问。
Or push the lawnmowers. Or some people can pull people to come to church.
有人可以负责打电话关怀信徒。
Or some people can use their hand to telephone believers for their concern.
有人可以负责开车去接送。
And some can use their hand to drive for transportation.
我们想想看，家里都有个工具箱。
You look at our house, we have a toolbox.
打开工具箱，每一件工具都有一点用的。
If you open up your toolbox, there are many tools and they have their different purpose.
我们就是神的工具。
And we are the tool of God.
所以啊，等一下负责人他们会再次发来那一张啊事工的这个调查访问邀请表。
And therefore, the person in charge will once again give out the survey form on gift and hopefully.You can respond to that.
再想想看，我这个工具可以为主做点什么。
Once again, we think, what can I do for God?
主一定会非常高兴的。
And I'm sure God will be very pleased.
做圣工也是很喜乐的。
And that you will rejoice while serving Him.
因为有参与侍奉就很甘甜呢。
Because while you serve, there'll be joy.
再来一点。
Then it becomes sweet. And there's one more point.
约瑟怎么表现他的孝顺呢
？How did Joseph exhibit his failure?
他以父亲为荣。
And he glorified his father.
请看创世纪四十七章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 47.
创世纪四十七章。
47.
第七节。
Verse 7.
四十七章第七节到第十节。
47:7-10.
请读。
Then Joseph brought his father Jacob in the present and presented him before Pharaoh.After Jacob blessed Pharaoh, 8, Pharaoh asked him, How old are you? 9. And Jacob said to Pharaoh, The years of my pilgrimage are 130. My years have been a few and difficult, and they do not equal the years of the pilgrimage of my father.
第十节哦。
Verse 10. Then Jacob blessed Pharaoh and went out of his presence.
约瑟是埃及的宰相。
And Joseph is the prime minister of Pharaoh.
雅各是一个老人家。
And Jacob is an old man.
是一个住在迦南地落后的地方的老人家。
And this old man is living in a very remote place.
没有什么经济的价值。
And therefore he does not have much value.
也没有受什么教育。
And he did not receive much education.
更没有什么官位。
And he has no position, of course.
但是约瑟怎么样介绍他爸爸呢
？But how did Joseph introduce him to Pharaoh?
他把他爸带来。
He brought his father.
这个就是我的爸爸了。
And to say this is my father to Pharaoh.
他不会觉得害羞。
He did not feel embarrassed about his father.
这个老头没有用了，不用介绍了。
And that he did not say that he is an old man. I do not need to introduce him.
这个就是我爸爸了。
But He said, "This is my father."
130 岁
That he is 130.
还帮法老祝福
And then he blessed Pharaoh.
今天我们怎么样来介绍我们的父母呢
And let's ask today, how do we introduce our father?
有一个青年啊
And there was a youth.
他在中学毕业的时候参加一个毕业的舞会
So when he graduated from the high school and he
graduation dance,
his graduation party.
别人的都不喜欢带父母的。
People this age would not bring their parents.
参加舞的 graduation dance 带父母去干什么
？And such a graduation dance, what would my father be there for?
通常都找女伴、男伴去跳舞的。
normally they would seek for the opposite sex.
他说不问我没有，我是基督徒，我也不喜欢跳舞，也没有找男伴女伴。
So he said, I'm a Christian and I do not have any interest in have any boyfriend or girlfriend.
我就叫我的父母去参加好了。
And so therefore I'll ask my parents to come to join me.
其他朋友说，你带父母来啊。
And the other people were surprised that he was going to do so.
没关系，这个就是我的父母。
Then he says, is it okay because these are my parents?
但父母就觉得很自豪了，这很honor。
So the parents were very honored.
所以我们怎么样介绍我们的父母呢？
So how do we introduce our parents?
会不会觉得父母很掉我们的脸呢？
Do you feel that your parents will embarrass you?
因为他学历比我们低而掉我们脸呢？
Because their education is lower than us, would they embarrass you?
我们不要这样想。
Do not have such a thinking.
没有父母就没有我们。
If you have no parents, therefore you would not be born.
所以啊，这个越是有成就了，还是很看重他爸爸。
So Joseph has much achievement, and he looked highly upon his father.
非常的高兴。
And so his father was very happy.
今天神是我们爸爸。
So today, God is our father.
我们怎么来介绍神呢？
How do we introduce God?
我们来看一个经节。
Let us look at the Bible verse.
罗马书第一章。
Romans chapter 1.
罗马书第一章。
Romans chapter 1.
第16节,
verse 16.
罗马书第一章16节,
Romans chapter 1, verse 16.
罗马书第一章16节,
verse 16.
我不以福音为耻, 这福音本是神的大能, 要叫一切相信的人, 先是犹太人, 后是希尼尼人, 因为神的义正在福音上显明出来, 这义是本于信, 以至于信, 如经上所记, 义人必因信得生。 这是保罗所说的话。
These are the words of Paul.
他有一句话非常重要。
There is one word that is very important.
我不以福音为耻。
That I am not ashamed of the gospel.
有一些人以福音为耻。
Some people are ashamed of the gospel.
有人请你去礼拜六去玩。
And sometimes when people invite you to go out to play on a Saturday.
我们怎么想?
Then what do you think?
礼拜六不行，我去教会。
That you know that you're going to the church on Saturday.
问你为什么礼拜六你不行?
Then people ask you, why can you do on Saturday?
没空了。
Then you say you don't have the time.
没空你做什么?
Then if you don't have the time, what do you do?
没什么了，就是没空了。
Then you say I don't have the time anyway.
不敢讲出来，我去教会。
And you would not dare to say that you are going to church.
或是讲出来教会，你去哪个教会的？
If you say you're going to church, then people might ask you which church you are going.
都一样了，基督教了，都一样了。And
then you will say, oh, we are Christian and we all the same.
不敢讲说我是真耶稣教会。And
you would not dare to say I am the true Jesus church.
好像信耶稣很丢脸的样子。It
appears that it's a very shameful to believe in Jesus.
是进步的道人的样子。And
that Jesus is ashamed to see people.
有人说，哎，我跟你共事五年十年都没有看过，都不知道你是基督徒啊。And
some people may say, oh, I have been a friend with you for 5 years or so, and I didn't even know that you are a Christian.
但是保罗说，我不以福音为耻。But
Paul here said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel.
这个信仰我知道，我知道叫信什么。
That I know my faith and I know who I believe.
是神的大能。
It is the power of God.
我不觉得信耶稣是很丢脸的事情。
And I do not think that it is embarrassing to say to this church.
其实我们尊重自己的信仰，别人也会尊重我们的信仰。
If you respect your belief, then people will respect you.
我信耶稣，我不做这个事情的，别人也会承认，别人也会接受。
I believe in Jesus and I will not do such a thing, people will accept the fact as well.
所以啊，保罗说，我不以福音为耻。
So therefore, Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel.
最后一点，约瑟怎么孝顺他的爸爸呢？
Lastly, how did Joseph respect his father?
他令他的爸爸很放心啊。
And he allowed his father to be at rest.
请看创世纪47章。
Genesis chapter 47.
创世纪47章。
Chapter
47. 27节,
verse
27. 到 30节。 27节到
30节。 Verse 27 to 30.
请读。 47章 27节到 30节。 47章 27节。
Verse 27.
我来读吧。 以色列人住在埃及的歌山地, 他们在那里置了业, 并且生育甚多, 28节。 雅各住在埃及地, 17年。 雅各平生的年日是140岁, 29节。 以色列的使其临近呢, 他就叫他儿子约瑟来说, 我若在你眼前蒙恩, 请你把手放在我大腿下, 用慈爱和诚实待我, 请不要将我葬在埃及。 30节。
30.
我与我祖父同岁的时候, 你要将我带出埃及葬在 那他们所葬的地方，预设说我必遵你的名而行。雅各到最后有一个心愿。
Here in the end, Jacob has a last wish.
这是说我要不要葬在埃及这个地方。
That he do not want to be buried in Egypt.
为什么不要葬埃及呢？
Why wouldn't he be buried in Egypt?
因为埃及是一个罪恶的地方。
Because Egypt is a very sinful place.
我们暂时住这里而已。
We are staying here temporarily.
以后神会把我们带离开这里的。
Later on, God will lead us out of here.
要带去迦南地的。
He will lead us into the land of Canaan.
所以我以后不要葬这里。
So therefore, I do not want to be buried here.
这个是老人家最后的心愿。
And here is a request from an old man.
所以约瑟也答应他爸爸这样做了。
And Joseph has agreed to his father.
所以我们对我们的老父母要有信用。
So, we must be trustworthy to our parents.
答应父母做的事，我们要做得到。
That whatever you have agreed with your father, you must do it accordingly.
但是这个是从另外一个属灵层面来讲。
But if you look at a spiritually side,
我们这个告诉我们什么呢？
What does this tell us?
他越是答应父亲了，他让爸爸很放心了。
Joseph has agreed to his father, therefore his father is now at rest.
地上的父母会担心我们。
Our earthly father will worry for us.
如果今天我们的父母快要离世了，
If today if our parents is about to departed,
他会担心我们什么？
What would he worry about us?
可能担心我们的信仰。
Perhaps he worries about our faith.
我们的工作。
Our job.
我们的家庭。
Our family.
我们的学业。
Our career.
无论如何。
No matter what.
什么叫孝顺呢？
What is failure?
最简单的孝就是不要让父母担心。
And the most simplest way to exhibit it is to let them, not to worry.
那么属灵的层面来说，这是有一个意义的。
And if you look at the spiritual side, then there is a meaning.
不要把父亲的骸骨葬在埃及。
That we do not want to bury our parents' bones in Egypt.
埃及代表罪恶的社会。
Egypt represents the sinful society.
如果我们的父母还在生。
If our parents still living,
还没有信耶稣的话，
and if they not believe in Jesus,
那我们也要把父母带到迦南地里面啊。
That we want to bring them into the land of Canaan.
传福音给他们。
We must preach to them.
不要把他们留在埃及。
We must not leave them in Egypt.
那我们自己也是一样。
This is same for us.
于是他自己后来他也告诉他的孩子，他的骸骨也不要放在埃及。
And later on, Joseph told his children that his bones will not be left in Egypt.
他哥跟他爸爸一样，也要带到迦南地。
That he wants to be like his father, to be brought out of Egypt.
我们新天信徒生活在这个地球上面。
Here as a Christian, we are living in this world.
面对很多的罪恶。
We have encountered many sinful things.
我们都要打胜。
And we must have victory.
我们暂时在这里。
We are temporarily living here.
但是我们的心不要在这里。
But our heart must not remain here.
不要葬在埃及。
We must not be buried in Egypt.
我们要去迦南地。
We must go to the land of Canaan.
神所喜悦的地方。
The place that God pleased.
所以我们今天讲了很多。
And today we have touched upon many.
我的父亲还在吗？
Is your father still here?
如果肉身的父亲还在。
If your earthly father is still here.
就要表达我们的心意。
Then you must exhibit your goal.
如果不在的话。
Then if they are not here,
没有关系。
It is okay.
还有一个父亲。
There is one father.
天父。
That is our heavenly father.
我们一起来唱诗。
Let's sing him.
191首。
191.